So we were talking about the article and various articles, but this particular article on the July 13th Nuevo Dia on two deaths, averaging two deaths per day, and some 93% are by firearms. And both these persons were talking about this is a social problem, and Besares Salinas is mentioning that the criminal investigative punitive somewhat does prevention, but it really does not resolve the problem. And it's not effective. Says utilizan aumento de penas como disuasivo, pero sabemos que no es efectivo. La responsabilidad de reducir la violencia nos toca a todos. The responsibility for reducing violence it involves all of us. And her statement in terms, you know, that this is a long term thing. It's not easy to resolve overnight. And the same thing with Cesar Rey Hernandez, and who's as I said, he was a former Secretary of Education. He says, as a general statement, he says, aquí hay que cuestionarse cuál es el contexto sociológico de esta sociedad que está enfrascada en la polarización, en una guerra civil que tiene que ver con la narcoeconomía y las diferencias de clases sociales y el empobrecimiento por la crisis económica. We have to question the sociological context of our society that is embroiled in polarization, civil war that has to do with the narco-economy, and the different social classes and empobrecimiento, the poverty, because of our economic crisis. The issue of violence is not just a question of an easy question to resolve. And he says, and we have the highest proportion, you know, of course, in the States. He says, I can't believe this. In Las Américas y el Caribe, el uso de armas de fuego en homicidio alcanzó un promedio de 71%. And we're at 93%, you know, as I said. And at the end, you know, Cesar Rey says, si no practicas la misma política pública por un mínimo de 10 años, pues evidentemente no vas a tener una evidencia de progreso. And then it says, señalar el cambio de planes y comités cada cuatro años, si darle espacio a iniciativas que se trabajaron en el mandato anterior. So he's saying that you need at least 10 years to develop a program, a project, and you need continuity, you know, during those 10 years. And what we've done before, and he mentions an integral social reconstruction and violence prevention plan that was adopted in 2024, and that was under Pierluisi, and I remember that plan, which you know, we knew that once the new government would come, it would be done with, which is what happened. So that is the article on the two people, you know, reflecting on violence, very much in tune with the Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz. So it's not just you know, increasing punishment and more laws and better criminal things, activities, investigation, and all those are helpful. It's not the stop doing it, but they don't resolve effectively the issue. And within that particular, you know, 13th of July, there were two articles that are, you know, relevant. One of them is Carlos Díaz Olivo, a very good article called Menos Escándalos, Más Soluciones. Less scandals, more solutions. And basically he's saying that, we're dealing with the present and the chismes, the gossips, the political infighting and all, and not addressing the big issues and the big problems that we have that are large, and we have to learn how to manage them and overcome them. A very good article. I kind of just summarized it. In the same newspaper, incidentally, on a tangent, a couple of radio programs keep on attacking in general, the Puerto Rico press, it's a bunch of garbage. It doesn't provide, a well-rounded analysis of the issues, etc. And I every time I hear something like that, I just the insides of me just because I read carefully the newspapers, the Nuevo Día every day because I'm subscribed to it, and Primera Hora I often comes with the Nuevo Día, and El Vocero whenever I can pick it up, and they all do a very good job of giving a well-rounded view of things with authors, writers that have very different points of view, and covering good, the bad, and really not downplaying the ugly, frankly, from at least in the newspaper area. So anyway, on the 13th, I got off on a little tangent there. On the 13th, there was also two articles, additional articles, one by Héctor Luis Acevedo, Ejemplaridad Constituyente, and he explains the history of our Puerto Rico Constitution. And what stands out for me is that, and it's something that we who were involved in those days, appreciated. There was so much more respect among the politicians. So he was saying that when the statehooders and the independents were part of this developing this constitution, and he said, for example, la aceptación de la enmienda Ferré en el preámbulo, incorporando el término unión en lugar de asociación con los Estados Unidos, lo cual garantizó el voto de la delegación estadista. It says the acceptance by an amendment by Luis Ferré to change the term union with the United States instead of association with the United States permitted the statehooders to approve the Constitution. La aprobación de la delegación socialista para imitar los jueces a 70 años, lo cual facilitó la votación a favor de la Constitución. So the, we said the socialists, I don't know, independents, I don't know, but they propose that the term for the judges be limited to 70 years, and with that change, they voted for it. So, but, the important thing, they got all together, they put this document together, and with dialogue and resolving their differences. And in that same page, there's a good friend, Manuel Morales, Economía sin Arquitectura Institucional. And his position is that we used to have architectural institution. Sustainability, a long-term overall plan. We used to have it, and we lost it, and it's necessary to recuperate that. We can't make decisions by on the instant for the short term. It has to be developed, on the long term, and to be sustainable and México sus decisiones durante generaciones, for generations. And, you know, this is what we've talked about in the past when you compare Singapore. We've had very few changes in the government and continuity throughout with the development of their public policy, whether it was eliminating, reducing cars, making very much more dense the city with great public transportation, at the same time developing really large and well maintained parks. So, you know, it that cannot happen in 3 or 4 or 5 or 7 years. It takes a long time and a lot of planning and then undertaking it. You know, we have I kind of was kind of shocked with the $10 million investment that's going to have to be made in order to see how the our Tren Urbano can be extended to Old San Juan and to the airport. And for example, we've been to Caguas, it's kind of hard to believe that wasn't part, and it was part, but hard to believe that it wasn't a good part of the original planning for our train or El Tren Urbano. So, I tell you, it can be tough sometimes. You have to take a deep breath. So that's the 13th, and you see the development of the importance of dealing with our differences and planning in the long term, whether it's from the economic, developing a constitution, and violence. So that's the 13th, and then in the 14th of July, there's an article by Orlando Parga. He's a former statehood legislator. El pito de la corrupción política, and he uses the whistle that they had in the agricultural sugar farms. Put the whistle, the start, and the whistle at the end, and you're saying that we should probably have a whistle to stop the corruption, and that says, you know, that we no matter what party, we just haven't taken care of that issue in the long term, and it has to be resolved. And the really good article by Silverio Perez, Mi País Ya No Cabe En Un Tribu. My country no longer fits within a tribe, and basically his position is that we can't resolve our major problems by this division of parties, and we have to get a national plan together on the important issues that we have. It says, requiere acuerdo que trascienda partidos, gobiernos, y ciclos electorales. It requires agreements that go beyond parties and governments and electoral cycles. We have to think, you know, big and not, you know, minor things, the day-to-day things that undertake us. Ha llegado la hora de reconstruirlo con aquellos que tengan la voluntad de hacerlo. The moment has arrived to reconstruct it with those that have the will and, to do so. Encontrarnos en un proyecto común. Again, the same theme. The need to go beyond the chismes and the things happening and the political changes, et cetera, is something that we all get together outside of the parties and outside of things if we're going to solve our major problems. So that's the 14th of July. And then the 15th, there's an article kind of interesting. Loren Ferrer Rangel, one of the Ferrer Rangel, the owners of El Nuevo Día, but she has gone on her own. I got to know her in Fundación Tribunal Supremo first couple of years that I was involved. I've been involved all along, and you know, got along very well with her. And she's developed an entity called Loren Branding Consulting Services, and has an article on the 15th and on page 24, Capital de Liderazgo, and she describes that the development, the need to develop your brand as a leader and what that involves. Se trata de comprender quién eres, qué problemas resuelves, qué capacidades te distinguen, y por qué otros confían en tu criterio. So the value of the capital leadership is you know, for you to understand who you are, what problems you resolve, what capacities distinguish you, and why others, you know, confide in you, believe in you, and in your criteria. It goes along with my definition of happiness and well-being, that you're living your personal values with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace. And tied with the sermon of this Sunday, where the priest was honing in on the importance for each of us to develop our talents, that we're all different and we all have different talents and we have to develop our talents. And I remember a parable also, and it wasn't this week's sermon or gospel or in the epistles, but of the person who buries the talents and the other one who then develops the talents, etc. And this is along the lines of Loren's article. The importance is, a partir de esa base, cada decisión tomada, cada conversación estratégica, cada compromiso cumplido y desafío enfrentado con integridad se convierte en transacciones que fortalecen o debilitan esa capital. It says, on this basis, every decision that we take, every conversation, strategic conversation, every commitment that we comply with, and every challenge that we confront with integrity converts in transactions that strengthen or weaken our capital, as our value as capital value. I'm thinking, you know, that I'm thinking of the change in our definition of just not only personal values, but our living our personal values and talents with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace. We run out of time in the second segment, so we'll continue to discuss one other article which I went back, which I really love, and then we'll go into this artificial intelligence and the development of it recommends, you know, for the Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections. We'll be back right after the pause. Mm-hmm.